Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96 now.
Now. Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Another school dealing with an increase in fights and a dog stuck in a drain pipe at a West Roxbury park. Melissa has a juice coming up.
Okay, imagine being on FaceTime with your partner as they're getting robbed and then shot. This celebrity gives us an update on his girlfriend's condition.
Leroy has your sports.
All right, we're going to deal with the doubters once and for all, and we're going to send the Red Sox off right.
But first, remember just yesterday I told you about Lawrence High School dealing with at least 6 fights caught on video. And now Everett High School says that they are dealing with a pattern of fighting as well. In a letter that was sent to parents, the school says it's working on a multi-pronged plan to help ensure the safety of all students and staff. And the letter also said that schools across the country are reporting more fights that are being attributed to the difficulties that students are experiencing in reacclimating to the regular social situations of a school day. Rescue crews worked for hours to rescue a dog that got stuck in a drain pipe at Millennium Park in West Roxbury. 4-year-old Hubert, nicknamed Bubba, got stuck, and crews had to use a camera to locate his position. He was rescued, appeared healthy and uninjured. All right, is Melissa with the juice.
Well, Little Kim says that 50 Cent's obsession with her is starting to get creepy. She commented on 50 Cent's Instagram post where he was comparing Little Kim's dance moves to a troll. She posted, "Can we say obsessed with Kimmy much? Keep him coming, boo-boo. Let me know I'm on your brain 24/7. And then told him to, quote, "get off my rhymes with pussy." Her man, even, Mr. Papers, chimed in. He commented, "Remember when 50 Cent lost all that weight to play a cancer patient and still nobody saw the movie?" Wow. Remember that?
That's a good burn. But still, when you refer to yourself as Mr. Papers,
yeah,
it takes
something. Right,
just
right.
Like Mrs. La Truth last week. Right. It's just like, there's something about when you put that in Mr. or Mrs. and you have a stupid last name, takes something away from your credibility.
I like the name Mr. Papers. Howie Mandel is recovering at home and feeling much better after he fainted at an L.A. Starbucks yesterday. He was getting coffee with his wife and friends and he passed out from what he said was dehydration and low blood sugar. He was hospitalized briefly and then released. And Wildin' Out star Hitman Holla documented a scary incident on his Instagram recently when his girlfriend was shot during a home invasion.
Oh my God.
Now, it happened earlier in the week around 1 a.m. when a group of men broke into their home when his girlfriend, Cinnamon, FaceTimed him. And on Hitman Holla's Instagram, he posted, "Imagine being on FaceTime while you're out of town with your girl, while being out of town, and she's telling you it's people in the house at 1 a.m. So coaching her on what to do from 1,000 miles away. She showed courage and let off shots defending her home." She said, "I'm so proud of how she was so brave." Now, Hitman Holla has since updated us on Cinnamon's condition, thanking everyone for prayers, and that she herself even posted on her own Instagram she has 2 fractured bones in her neck, but she's going to be fine. She was shot in the face, didn't lose any teeth, did not require surgery, and she does have rehabilitating to do, but she will be okay. Can you imagine having to coach someone on FaceTime of what to do when 4 people are in your house trying to shoot at you?
What would the coaching be besides get the hell out of there?
I don't know. Or get your gun and start
trying to give her defensive tactics. I know you've never shot a gun before, but go get it in the safe. The combo is,
Hold me a second. Right. Here's Leroy with sports.
Okay, the Celtics lost to the Magic 103-102 was just a preseason. Doesn't matter. Former Celtic and current Brooklyn Nets player Kyrie Irving went to Instagram Live to talk about his decision to not get vaccinated and because of that not be allowed to play. Of course, he had a lot to say, including that it's not about the money. He is neither pro-vaccine or anti-vaccine, and that this is about his life and what he chooses to do.
The voice of the voice.
Yeah, he said a whole lot more, so if you're interested, go check it out. And the Red Sox are leaving today to head to Houston for Game 1 of the ALCS. I know the doubt in Boston isn't as strong as it used to be. You guys are doing a phenomenal job this week, not being negative, but it's still around. So if you believe, I need you all to bow your head and close your eyes so I can say a prayer for the Red Sox.
Oh, man, bring it.
Dear God, help the Red Sox to ignore the nonsense from their own fan base. My God. Give them good vision when they are up to bat and in the field. Let every pitcher throw with the might of 10,000 angels.
10,000.
And I ask that before any so-called fan says anything negative.
Negative.
That, yes. That they would bite their own tongue and bleed out.
Bite it off, Lord. Bite it off. I feel good.
That's right.
Amen. I feel good because I know there's a God somewhere.
Yeah.
For angels are being released right now. Angels are being dispatched right now.
Release them.
That's right. Red Sox going grace, and that's your sports.
For angels have even been dispatched from Africa right now.
I can feel it.
Today's good news. Well, after a long, hard day at work, most of us want to get home and relax. Well, four young men on the way home from their job at an adventure park noticed a woman on a broken down scooter out in the rain headed back to her retirement home. Well, she had a plastic bag over her head. She was trying to stay dry, and the young men stopped to help her and pushed her up a hill to get back home. Caddy, who works at the home, witnessed the act, took pictures and posted them, and the guy said that they never expected recognition and knew that they couldn't just leave her in the rain in the middle of the road. They were just helping a fellow member of their community. What? Never mind. That's the good news.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. 20 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2. 1332.